Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Steve Forbes back on the show to help us celebrate our 23rd anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. As you know, Steve is the chairman, the editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, author of The Flat Tax Revolution, still one of my favorites, and Money, which has been made into a movie in moneywetrust.org. You can find it there. How Capitalism Will Save Us, on and on. And he's becoming a major podcaster, too. He's our good friend, Steve Forbes. Welcome back.
Good to be with you, Jim. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to have you back, Steve. So, Steve, let's talk about the coronavirus for a second. And you're plugged in pretty high up on the line there. Talk to us about what you know about. As we sit here getting news that the outbreaks of coronavirus are exploding, maybe into record levels, even though the incidents are up, the death rates are down, that's the good news. But what do you know about therapeutics? What do you know about the vaccines that are on the horizon?
Well, miraculously, Anthony Fauci said that when this thing broke in February, March, at best it would take a year and a half, 2 years to get anything out there. Here we'd have two vaccines that with very, very high rates in the vaccine world, 90% and 94.5% effectiveness. More are on the way. And what's amazing about these vaccines, Jim, is there are another dozen in testing stage now. And what's amazing is many of them are based on new technologies. So they've had major breakthroughs, and they're all ready to ramp up in terms of production of doses. So by the spring, I think we're going to have this thing licked, and if the politicians don't get in the way. I love it when the New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, is now crying, sent him a crying towel, that the president said he wouldn't send the vaccine in until the governor backed off on his oppositions. You know, the governor there declared that he wasn't going to let the vaccine in until his own committee examined it. You know,
yeah.
He's got union leaders on it, you know, real
right.
scientists.
Right.
And then when President Trump says, okay, you're not going to get it until you let it in, he says, oh, that's not right. I'm going to sue you. But if the politicians stay out of the way, this thing is for real.
Yeah, I think so, too. And isn't it astonishing how quickly, I mean, look at the diseases that it took decades to cure, to get some kind of a treatment for, and this is going to happen in less than a year. Doesn't President Trump get some credit for that? Shouldn't he get credit for that?
Absolutely. Everyone laughed at him when he said that we'd have it by year end, even by election day. And guess what? It happened. And if that news had come out 2 weeks before the election, if the FDA had allowed that news to come out, I think you would have seen a different result. So he delivered. And you have to remember, it normally takes 6 to 10 years to bring a new vaccine to market and go mm-hmm. through all the testing. And even when they're going to do it at warp speed, they thought, as Fauci thought, it would take at least a year and a half. Here we are 8 months later, and we're at it.
Do you think that there was funny business with the vaccine being announced a few days after the election instead of a few days before?
Jim, I have no proof, but nothing surprises me now. I
yeah.
think it probably was delayed.
It looks funny, doesn't it?
They're going to get they're going to get hit whether they announced it before or after, and it's just one of those things. He delivered, but he didn't get credit for it.
Well, if Barack Obama had done the same thing that Trump did, he would be canonized. They'd replace the Pope with him. he'd get 20 more piece the Nobel for science, and he'd be president for life, wouldn't he? I mean, if he'd done something like that.
Oh yeah, but you know what made it possible, for which he gets no credit, is the president did bring in the private sector,
right,
rev them up in a way that had not been done before. And those press briefers that they had in March and April, he made it a point to bring leaders of private companies involved in this to give tell people what they were doing.
Right.
And that is something that Biden would not have done. As you know, when Obama was president and
right,
they had an outbreak of a disease, it was mishandled.
The guy who led that effort said we screwed it up. He said we failed. And it was a much lesser deal than this is. Hold on to that thought, Steve. We're going to be right back with Steve Forbes. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.